Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Artifact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. Once upon a time, a rice dealer of Shaoxing, province of Zhejiang, had to cross a yellow, muddy canal in which many persons had been suffocated. As he rode across it on his buffalo, a black hand rose from the mud to grasp his foot. As he drew up his legs, the hand seized the hoof of the buffalo and held it fast. The rider called for help, and after much effort, the buffalo was dragged out. An old broom was found attached to its body. The broom was so putrid and offensive that it was hardly possible to approach it. When it was struck with sticks, it made a moaning sound and black blood trickled from it. Knives were brought and the thing was cut off and burnt, but it left an evil stench for some time. Since then, no more people were suffocated in the yellow mud canal. These are the words of folklorist Gerald Willoughby Mead from his 1925 book Ghosts and Vampire Tales of China. In it, he writes of various superstitions and traditions involving wooden utensils, mainly in Chinese traditions, but he also compares them to various Western superstitions as well. He writes of a Chinese tale concerning a length of rotten rope so haunted that it bled when chopped. He also writes of a haunted wooden pillow that takes on a shadowy humanoid form. The tradition also includes tales of tree and plant ghosts, but inanimate objects of organic origin are especially noteworthy. This connection, he contends, may be due to the fact that, quote, at certain stages of putrefaction, wood is slightly phosphorescent in the dark, unquote. When such wooden objects are associated with the dead, he contends, supernatural powers may be inferred. Indeed, Sir Isaac Newton once wrote of phosphorescence in rotten wood, and residue of rotting wood or fungus on an owl's wings have been discussed as one possible explanation for some sightings of the legendary Will-O-the-Wisp. And indeed, this also calls to mind the words of Tang Dynasty poet Li Hu, quote, "Owls that have lived 100 years, turned forest demons, laugh wildly as an emerald fire leaps from their nests." Certainly mushrooms and decaying wood go hand in hand, and many varieties of fungi glow in the dark, including jack-o'-lantern mushrooms and honey mushrooms. But trees do not need fungus to glow, necessarily. Lignin polymers that are especially important in the cell walls of wood and bark, as it turns out, have naturally phosphorescent properties. As explored in the 2021 paper, Sustainable Afterglow Materials from Lignin Inspired by Wood Phosphorescence, a joint Chinese-British study published in the journal Cell Reports Physical Science, quote, basswood naturally and weakly phosphoresces, releasing light for a few milliseconds due to lignin being trapped within a 3D matrix of cellulose. This bioluminescence, like some fungi bioluminescence, is often indistinct to the naked eye, but the researchers here discuss how immobilizing the lignin in an acrylic polymer could intensify the glow, potentially opening the door for a new generation of non-toxic phosphorescent materials for use in various enterprises. And so the faint green light of haunted utensils and ghost trees may someday enter the world of medical imaging, glowing paints, and luminous textiles. Tune in for additional episodes of The Artifact or The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.